or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart.
God has to tell you, and you have to know in your spirit what your primary assignment is, let's say in the church, in the ministry. You have to understand, what is your mandate? Because so many people just copy. They want to do something because you're doing it. I can do that. Well, have you been mandated to do it? If you're not mandated, you can produce some stuff, but it's going to cause you some trouble, and it will not be of good success, and it will not prosper God's way. Amen? Now, in the church, and this is why we have authority, there's protocol in the house. And sons are the ones that take on and begin to manifest understanding of protocol. That's one of the things that I love so much about traveling to that particular island. I do it once a year. As a matter of fact, I'm going back again because one of the pastor's daughter obligated me last year, and I didn't realize it, to do their wedding. And so I'm going to go, Pastor and I are going to go for just a couple of days to do their wedding. But one of the things that I see so, and again, you know, people that just have taken the word that's been taught to them and implemented it into their life. Strong sons around them. There's order in their house. They serve with excellence. And I know where these churches came from. And they know where they came from. They spend lots of time testifying about where they came from, where they are now, and it's a wonderful thing. They're building, they're still building, adding on floors to their sanctuary, new fellowship halls, all kind of things. So it's a wonderful thing to see. So now there's let me say this very, very strongly. When you choose to do what you want, there is going to be no success. We are all under mandate. I don't even do what I want. My mandate and calling is to the nations, whether I want to go or not, you know, but I found that there's always a grace. You know, it's sometimes difficult in the middle of things to uproot for a week or 2 weeks in a whole nother environment physically. But once you learn and it's a mandate, then there's a grace to do it. You understand me? There's no complaint. I never complain. Never, ever, never, ever, ever about anything concerning that, because I know I'm mandated to do it, and you know what? God will make it successful and cause it to prosper. Amen. And that's exactly what He'll do when you're mandated. Okay, so there is no success if you choose what you want to do. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Let's look at that first. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walks wisely, he shall be delivered. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. Now, we're going to take a delve into the heart here for a few moments. The heart that is not trained by the Holy Spirit can lead you astray easy. It'll lead you astray easy. If it's not trained, if it's not disciplined and under the restraint of the Holy Spirit, the heart that is not trained will always lead you astray. Okay? Let's establish that fact. So it says here, a fool, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool. Okay? A lot of the intentions and the motivations that are in a person's heart are embedded in self. It's about self, not really about God. That's why the ambitious, you know, you have to watch ambitious people, because their motives are embedded in self. Paul spoke about the Cretans. They were slow bellies. They they were lovers of themselves. They didn't love God. They were after their own. He said, beware of them. And the heart that is not trained by the Holy Spirit, the motives in that flow from that heart are embedded in that person's self. It's about them, okay? One of the most difficult problems or challenges in leadership today has to do with the self agenda. The agenda for self, not God's agenda. It's about self. Okay, so many people fail because they don't even have a mandate for leadership, but they're leaders, but there's no mandate. And so they fail miserably at leading, or they don't represent fully, or, you know, they're always troublesome because there's no mandate. Are y'all still with me? I hear a holy hush. Now, I want to give you some good news, though. On the contrary, if your heart has been fashioned, molded, and shaped, and trained by the Holy Spirit, then you have what the scripture calls the king's heart. Okay, well, look, take a look here. The king's heart. And if you have the king's heart, it'll protect you. It's a protection for you. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 21. You see, the heart of self, or an ordinary heart, Jeremiah calls it deceitful and wicked. Now, you know, if you saved, your heart ain't wicked. But you've been thinking that, haven't you, all along? You know, the heart, can't trust the heart. Well, you can't trust the heart that's not been trained by the Holy Spirit, that's not governed by God's word. No, you can't trust that heart because it's self-agenda, self-motivated. It can be wicked and deceitful. But in Proverbs 21, verse 1, we see the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever he will. Okay? So when God has given us his heart and we're trained, or we have taken on his nature, and his heart is it, we have God's heart and we want what God wants. Then it says, king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. All right? Versus the wicked and deceitful heart that is perverse and deceptive. The king's heart, the heart that's trained and governed by the Holy Spirit, is a heart that is a king's heart, and it's in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it whithersoever he will, like the rivers of water. God can, in other words, you can be led by the Spirit. You obey the Spirit of God. Amen. It's a world of difference, okay? That heart that is trained by the Holy Spirit. See, that's honestly where stature comes from. You know, you don't have to be a midget in the spirit. You can be a person of stature in the spirit, but it comes from God's dealing with your heart. Amen. Have you allowed him to train, mold, and shape your heart so that it's a king's heart in the hand of the Lord? And like the rivers of water, he can turn it wherever he wants to turn it, he can turn it, and you'll obey. That's stature, where we have yielded to God's dealings until we fully represent him. We're not here to represent ourselves. See, that other heart represents self. Self-agenda. Ambitious. Wants first place. Wants to be seen. Wants to be heard. Have to have the last say. That's the other heart. The king's heart is different. Now, a king's heart is pliable in the hands of God. It's disciplined under the hand of God. It's shaped by the hand of God. It's been fashioned by God himself. Now, here's what I really want to bring out to you, because there's a danger when you are driven by your talent or your gift is what's driving you and not the king's heart. See, because gifts and talent, you know, they can make you stand out. They can put you up front. They can make you, you know, coveted, gifts and talent. But it's a danger when you only seek, you know, to be promoted through your gift or your talent. And your character suffers, or you don't grow in character. That's a dangerous thing. You're not protected, and you will cause dissension. You can become a cancer to the body of Christ. How many times do we see people that are just driven by their talent? You see them perform on TV or something, whether it's an instrument or a preaching gift or whatever. You see them performing, but how many times have we heard what goes on in the background? It eventually comes out. Driven by a talent, wooing people, you know, crowds, but it's a dangerous thing when you're driven by your talent and your own desires. Amen? You see, because you're not guided by a higher authority, you can easily be deceived by your talent or your ambition or your own heart. That's why there are mandates. That's why God has a protocol. That's why you're supposed to listen to your pastor. That's true. Or anyone in your life that God has placed in your life that is an authority. It's for your protection. Because your heart can deceive you easily. When you get out from under that protection, all the authorities that be are ordained of God. And it's for your protection. It's not for your, you know, to bind you up. They just don't want me to use my gift. No, because you'll kill everybody. You'll release a spirit in here of rebellion because you are rebellious. Amen. So God sets these protocols in the spirit to protect you. And sometime while you're waiting, God is molding and shaping you for what's next. See, you have to know how to wait upon him because there's some people with some great, great, great callings on their life. The greater the call, sometimes the longer you're going to have to wait. Sometimes you're going to feel like Abraham and Sarah, we're going to be too old. But no, God has an appointed time. And you can accelerate the process by yielding yourself and giving your heart wholly over to the Lord and not trying to hide stuff, but totally being transparent with God, saying, Lord, you got to deal with me here. You got to break me down here. You got to take this out of my heart and stop trying to hide it and deceive people and trick people and get your way and continue ambitious because this worked for you in time past. It ain't going to work anymore. I tell you, we've entered into another kairos, another time, another dimension. It's a different dimension. You have to have arrows in the quiver, not arrows on the shelf, not broken arrows. Arrows in the quiver. You know, see, arrows in the quiver are readily accessible. You ain't got to go look at where my arrows at. Arrows back there, where them arrows at I had? See, those arrows, they be at home watching TV. Amen? Or busy with something else that they don't have to be busy with. But those are the arrows that are in the quiver that you want. If you're not guided by a higher power or a higher authority, you can be led astray by your own heart. Because your own heart, if it's not molded and shaped and governed and trained by the Holy Ghost, he's deceitful. I've been working here long enough. Why shouldn't I have this? Amen? Okay, I want to lay some foundation here because we're talking about having good success. We want good success, right? Thank you for joining us as we continue in part one of our new series entitled The Seven Dimensions of Conquest. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 declares, many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment comes from the Lord. Believers oftentimes have no God-given mandate. When our Heavenly Father gives a mandate, which is a command given by someone in a higher authority, he authorizes you to do it. You now have clearance. Without a mandate, you're not going to walk in the way of success. When you choose to do what you want, success will always elude you. The heart that is not trained by the Holy Spirit will always lead you astray. Sons and daughters know how to follow spiritual protocol. In the book of Genesis chapter 22, Abraham had to place Isaac on the altar. What is your Isaac that you must place on the altar so you can walk in God's mandate for your life? Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.